My guest at this time is Justin Walker. He's an assistant professor of law at the University of Louisville. He also clerked for both retiring Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy and Appeals Court Judge Brett Kavanaugh, who, of course, is President Trump's nominee to replace Kennedy on the High Court. And Justin, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
What was your initial reaction to the nomination Monday night?
Oh, my goodness. I was thrilled with the nomination because, first of all, I know that Judge Kavanaugh is going to be a fantastic Supreme Court justice. He's impeccably credentialed. He was a great lower court judge. He's going to bring independence and fair-mindedness and brilliance to the job. And then I was also happy for him, for my mentor and former boss and, you know, someone who has always been unfailingly kind to me, unfailingly supportive to all of his 48 former clerks. I think every one of us would say, anytime we have a career decision to make, one of the first people that we call to ask for advice is Judge Kavanaugh, and he always wants to be helpful.
When did you clerk for Judge Kavanaugh, and how would you describe the way he brought the clerks into discussion of the cases?
I clerked from 2010 to 2011, and I think that, you know, Judge Kavanaugh reads all the briefs. He reads all the relevant text. He reads all the relevant precedents. He doesn't need our help for that. In fact, I don't want to even give the impression that we were needed at all. We tried to help, and he, I think, hopefully, found that you know, we could assist with some research. We could assist with the process as it went along. Justice Kennedy has said that he views clerks as, you know, you're there to be the judge's lawyer, an agent for the judge. And so that's what I try to do in Justice Kennedy's chambers and in Judge Kavanaugh's chambers. And, you know, it was a lot of fun to try to assist Judge Kavanaugh. And it was also just a tremendous learning opportunity.
What kind of questions did he ask in those discussions about how he gets to the heart of a case?
Mm-hmm. Well, he always wanted to know, what does the law say? What does the text say? You know, I don't remember. I'm quite sure that he never asked any of his clerks, you know, what do you think is the best policy outcome for this case? And because, you know, he didn't care about, you know, policy outcomes. What he cared was, what does the law require the judge to do? So he wanted us to dig deep with him in terms of trying to figure out the meaning of the law by starting with text and going from there to structure, precedent, history, all the tools that you know, a judge with solid legal principles uses in order to try to find the right answer.
So when you say that he didn't ask you for your opinion, I'm guessing he didn't inject his personal opinions into a decision or even the discussion.
Exactly right. Exactly right. He approached every issue without passion or prejudice for any party or any political outcome.
How would you describe his relationship with the other judges on the Court of Appeals?
Oh, that's a great question because it's a great relationship. And he has served with 17 different judges who have been appointed by, my goodness, I think he probably has served with Reagan appointees, Bush 1 appointees, Clinton appointees, Bush 2 appointees, and Obama appointees, and now he has served in recent months with a Trump appointee. And so you can imagine that those 17 judges that he has served with span the ideological spectrum, left, right, and center. But one of the things they have in common is that they think of Judge Kavanaugh as a friend, and they think of Judge Kavanaugh as an impressive jurist who they really respect. And I think that speaks so well, first of all, for how Judge Kavanaugh approaches the job of judging in the kind of independent, fair-minded way that he does, but also speaks really well for the civility he brings to the job and the collegiality that he values so much.
We're talking with Justin Walker. He teaches law at the University of Louisville in Kentucky, and he clerked for both Judge Kavanaugh and Justice Kennedy, who we'll talk about a little bit more in just a moment. One of the things that folks on both sides of the political aisle often wonder when somebody is nominated to be elevated to the Supreme Court from an appellate court is that at the appellate court, your hands are tied much more than they are at the Supreme Court. You really have to look at what the Supreme Court's already said on this, and that kind of dictates your ruling, whereas at the Supreme Court, you have the opportunity to overturn precedent. Do you believe that there will be much change in the way that Judge Kavanaugh looks at cases once he's in that position?
I think that the answer to that question lies in taking a look at a book Judge Kavanaugh wrote about this very question. He co-authored it with 12 other distinguished judges. It's called The Law of Judicial Precedence. I'm not going to lie to you. It's 1,000 pages long, and I have not read every word of it. But I've given it a close look. And what I saw in page after page and chapter after chapter is Judge Kavanaugh talking about the importance of having respect for judicial precedents, that the virtues of having that respect include keeping the law settled, promoting consistency, promoting predictability, furthering the rule of law. That's not to say that there aren't extraordinary circumstances when a precedent shouldn't be overruled. Certainly, you know, it's a great thing that Brown v. Board of Education overruled the precedent of Plessy v. Ferguson that had allowed separate but equal segregation. But only under extraordinary circumstances should a precedent be overruled. That's what Judge Kavanaugh says in his book. And to maybe even go more precisely to your question, he says in the book that a change in the court's personnel should not throw former decisions open to reconsideration. It's not enough that a new judge just thinks an old precedent was wrongly decided. There have to be extraordinary circumstances even above and beyond that in order for a precedent to be overruled.
A lot of conservatives saying, well, it'd be nice if a justice sided with us on a particular case, but what we really want is to get the court out of social policy making. And so that job should be left up to the legislature and ultimately the voters and so forth. How would Judge Kavanaugh react to that type of argument?
Oh, well, I think Judge Kavanaugh believes that it's the job. I know Judge Kavanaugh believes that it's the job of a judge to say what the law is and not what the law should be. Judges should not be in the business of just inventing law that they think would make the world a better place. So, you know, your question reminds me a little bit of questions about the Federalist Society. You might hear through the confirmation process about this scary organization, the Federalist Society, with a right-wing agenda. Well, I can tell you that the Federalist Society believes in three principles. One of those principles is what I just said. Judges should say what the law is, not what the law should be. The other two principles are the importance of separation of powers and that the state exists to preserve liberty. I think Judge Kavanaugh believes that the state exists to preserve liberty, that separation of powers are important, and that a judge should say what the law is and not what it should be. It sounds like you're on board with that, too. And I think if you hear any scare tactics throughout this process about the Federalist Society, people should remember that, you know, it stands for three principles and three principles only. And those are principles that I think have an awful lot of support in the United States.
Last topic here, Justin, as I mentioned at the top, you also clerked for Justice Kennedy. Judge Kavanaugh also clerked for Justice Kennedy back in the day. What do you think are the similarities and the differences between the two?
Sure. So I think that the similarities that come to mind are certainly the civility that I talked about earlier that Judge Kavanaugh has shown in all 12 years of his time on the bench, the civility that Justice Kennedy showed every day when I was clerking for him. You know, he always gave people the benefit of the doubt in terms of their motives. And so I can remember Justice Scalia might write a slashing dissent just caustically criticizing an opinion by Justice Kennedy. And you might think, oh, well, is Justice Kennedy going to be mad about that? And oh, no, he would just come in and he'd say, oh, that's just Nino being Nino, you know, and that's how you maintain this kind of civility that he maintained for 30 years as a judge. I also think that Judge Kavanaugh and Justice Kennedy share a reverence for the Constitution. They share a love of their families. They prioritize their families. And they also both really like to teach. I think that's maybe not been as well known about either of them, but Justice Kennedy teaches law every summer, and Judge Kavanaugh teaches law at Harvard every January. So that's where we first met, Judge Kavanaugh and I. So I think they have a lot in common in terms of differences. I guess Justice Kennedy probably identifies a little bit more as a pragmatist, whereas Judge Kavanaugh might identify a little bit more as a textualist. But you know, I think Justice Kennedy must just be bursting with pride at one of his former clerks being nominated to succeed him. He used to talk about Judge Kavanaugh in chambers, and the thing he would always mention about Judge Kavanaugh is how hardworking he had been. He would say, Brett — he's the only person I know other than Judge Kavanaugh's wife who I've heard call him Brett — Brett was always in his chair. When I get here in the morning, he was always in his chair at his desk when I leave at night, and I'd say, Brett, you work too hard. You need to go home. But then I'd come back the next morning, he'd be right there in his chair working away.
Wow. Very fascinating to learn about the history on both of those judges and the relationship they have with one another. Justin, we really appreciate you filling in some of the background for this important nomination.
Thanks a lot for your time today. I appreciate it.
You bet. Justin Walker is an assistant professor of law at the University of Louisville, clerked for both retiring Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy and Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.